No, no worries. My pleasure.
It is wonderful to catch up with you. Just a quick one, just to sort of help me out. Your family, very much a sporting family. Am I correct in saying associated with cricket and was it football up at the Carlton Footy Club all of those years ago?
Yeah, I think my father's side have had a good sporting side of things, and my old man played cricket, and my uncle Mick, who's played a bit of footy, and then my mum's side, she's a keen netballer, and then my uncle, Craig, he played for North Melbourne back in the day too.
It's a very much a northwestern suburban family in Melbourne, but you've gone to Sydney in 2014, and first up, well done on the season so far. You have fitted in so beautifully there. What do you attribute to basically, A, getting continuity of football at Sydney in such a club, and B, do you think you're actually now at your peak as an AFL footballer?
Oh, it's just, I suppose it's good to be back out there. I suppose having a good season in 2011 for Carlton, and then, sorry about that.
That's quite all right.
Yeah, and then 2012, I was set back with a few injuries, and 2013, I wasn't a part of Mick's plans, and then to be back playing in the senior side, it's been, it's, I suppose it's put down to hard work and being able to put a full pre-season together and, taking each week as it comes.
For sure. What did John Longmire first say to you, or whoever approached you first from Sydney, what did they say to you, and I suppose why did they actually want you to come up there and give it a crack?
Yeah, I suppose they just saw my 2011 season and they couldn't understand why I wasn't playing. I knew I had injuries and they knew that they just said, we want you to get back to the footy you were playing and the confidence you had when you were playing 2011. So they just, as soon as I come up here, they said, you're going to be playing down back and there's a spot there for you if you want to take it. So, grab it with both hands.
We know that they've been brilliant in recruiting players, being a club that invites and welcomes experienced bodies to come into their lineup. What do you think makes them so good at, giving or even revitalising players who've been at a club, have found themselves out of favour? They go to they go from all the clubs. I know there's a couple of Hawks here in McGlynn and Kennedy, and obviously Lance Franklin. But then they go to the Sydney Swans, and it's almost as if it's brand new again.
Yeah, I suppose for starters, they give you a lot of confidence to be able to play like the footy that you want to play, and they give you every opportunity, no matter who you are on the list, to play at your best ability. And I suppose a big factor goes into your teammates supporting you and have confidence in you to play the way you want and play the way like they want you in the team. So they've just said to me, play your role, and we'll help you around that.
And specifically, your role is designed, obviously, we know you're halfback, flanker and a defender, but does it change? Has it actually changed from what your role as a defender at Carlton under essentially Ratten to what Longmire wants now? Or is it pretty much the same thing?
Oh, it's pretty similar in some ways. I just got to sort of go in each week to either play tall or small, depending on what team we're coming up against and how many talls and smalls they've got down there. So I suppose each week I've got to be ready to play in a variety of positions, sort of playing tall or small on a quick opponent or a lot sort of bigger and stronger opponent. So I have to do my work during the week to prepare for that. And then I just sort of got to defend first, and then the attack side of things will come from that.
I was up there for 3AW calling the football last Thursday night, and from one very good side playing another very good side, I can't believe how comprehensive the victory was. Did you blokes actually sense as a group that you were totally on, totally focused within the first couple of minutes? Because from the outside, that's how it appeared.
Yeah, I suppose we had a big focus during the week to, we respect Geelong highly. And I suppose coming from, I spent 3 years there and knowing how professional they are and the quality side they have been for 10 years. We knew the contest we're going to be up for and we had to prepare really hard and really professionally throughout the week, and we had to be ready to go from the first down, that was for sure.
Exactly. And when it started to roll and Lance gets his hands on the football and Kurt and Adam Goods chimes in, that's at one end, that's what people see. But I thought defensively, and once again, Ted Richards, what a remarkable footballer he is, that now I think after all of these years, people actually see him for being the quality defender that he's become. What was it like when you sort of first got to know him as a Swans player and the patterns that obviously you want to develop? And Reece Shaw's an old head down there as well, Heath Grundy. What is it? What makes Richard such a special player?
I suppose, yeah, he's been on a similar journey where, he didn't get himself cemented in the Essendon side, and then he come up here and they gave him another chance. So, he works very hard during the week on his opponent and his body to get up each week. So he's very professional, and, we're really getting some continuity down there throughout the defenders. We're building a strong mould down there, and I suppose that was a big focus for me when I come up here, was to build relationships with those six guys like Malcheski and Shaw and Reggie Grundy and Rampy and Teddy Richards and stuff, just so Smooch underrated as well. No one recognises his efforts. He does a sensational job each week. So, I suppose it's been good to build a mould and get some solid games through with them.
Talk about young players fitting in seamlessly. Alex Johnson, Premiership player 2012, has two knee reconstructions. You lose a vital key from your defence. And then Dane Rampy just steps straight in as well. Like, again, people are just seeing his great form continuously, week after week, being such a valuable contributor. So do you see him as a special talent who's been able to pick it up from the get-go?
Yeah, it was he's a different story as well. He's he come from the playing in New South Wales through the academy and stuff. And, he just sort of developed his game really hard, and he worked really hard at his game. And I suppose watching him last year, he just tried to do his job week in, week out, and had the confidence around him like I have. And, he's just, really taking his game to the next level.
Whereabouts are you living?
I'm in Sydney.
Yeah, no. Are you in eastern or western or northern or southern down in the
Shire?
Yeah,
probably. Yeah, I'm over Alexandria way, so 10 minutes from the beach, 10 minutes from the city, around a good cafe.
Very, very swank inner suburban there.
Yeah.
Do you get recognised?
No, mate, it's good up here. You can really focus on your footy and get your head away from footy as well when you need it. Because, Sydney's a great place where you can sort of really nail down on your footy, and then if you want to relax, play some golf or something, you can sort of zone out of when you need to as well. So, great place to play footy.
Nah, terrific stuff. Final one, big one this week about the Gold Coast. Have you started to screw down sort of all the tapes and who you might be playing on yet? And in essence, what have you noticed about them this year that thinks to yourself, we're going to have to be absolutely on our game, especially up at Metricon?
Yeah, mate, they're going really well. They're a quality side. And I suppose the thing that I've noticed with them over the years is they're really starting to work out each other, how they play together. And, they've got quality stars for the midfield and a few really big talls down forward, as well as quick little small guys down forward as well. So, we really respect them, and we're going to have to be on our game from the start.
Good start. Hey, Jeremy, thanks very much for the chat. Well done at your third club. This one looks like home. And I suppose it must be refreshing to get through an interview with our Lance Franklin. Thank you very much, Jeremy.
Good on you.